In its last two budget submissions, DOD has accompanied its request for another base realignment and closure round with a warning that if Congress doesn't approve one, the administration will be forced to pursue alternative options to cut back on DOD's excess base infrastructure, currently estimated at more than 20% and growing. And DOD does indeed have some options outside of BRAC. While officials emphasize that Ashton Carter, the new defense secretary, has not yet decided on whether he'll exercise them, existing law provides for a unilateral process of closing bases one by one, as long as Congress is given fair warning. That legal authority predates BRAC, but Mike McCord, DOD's comptroller, says it is not the Pentagon's preferred option.
It's a much more cumbersome, far less attractive avenue for us, for the department. Per base, it's a much slower, more paperwork intensive process, but if that's the other legally available avenue right now.
But another alternative is already playing itself out as an automatic consequence of budget-driven reductions to the military's size. While Congress's hostility toward BRAC is, and always has been, mostly driven by fears about job loss in their local communities, that situation is already beginning to unfold as a smaller military occupies less square footage. The Army, for example, already has 18% more base capacity than it can use, but that figure is based on an active duty force of 490,000 soldiers, and the service already knows it will need to shrink to 450,000. Budget caps in current law would mean that some Army bases would lose up to 15,000 personnel, along with the civilian jobs they support.
From the community side, they get kind of nervous because it's not a very transparent process.
That's Tim Ford, the CEO of the Association of Defense Communities, a group that represents state and local governments that have a large military presence.
DOD is downsizing, they're cutting costs, and they're having to do it without a BRAC. So that means they're essentially hollowing out installations, I mean, in a slow way, but it's happening. And that is the biggest concern for communities, because you wake up one day and you realize that your base has lost 1,000 jobs. Now, it wasn't announced in one big press conference. It was over the last 2.5 years, and the slow dribble, you lose a significant number of jobs.
Like their local congressional delegations, Ford says the mayors and governors in his group detest the idea of another BRAC round, but the idea of a largely empty military base scares them even more.
I would say that a lot of communities, and especially those who understand the BRAC process, they said, you know, I'd rather have BRAC, and, you know, because it's clear, it gives me a way to input the process, it gives me a way to see how decisions are being made. There is transparency. And in the end, you know, we make some big decisions. And if I'm a community who feels good about where my base is and how it's positioned, you know, I may benefit from that in the end. And every day we spend dollars on installations we don't need, it's going to mean more dollars are coming back to my installation. I would say there's a quiet majority who would prefer a BRAC. But my caveat is then goes back to the political side of this. So while they can say that in conversations, when you bring this up in a political context of Congress, it's very hard to come out and say you would support a BRAC.
Indeed, BRAC, as currently constructed, is about as politically toxic a subject as there is on Capitol Hill. The Federal News Radio contacted a half dozen lawmakers who have shown some willingness in the past to consider DOD infrastructure consolidations, and none would comment for this story. Even DOD officials who were leading the charge to cut back on excess real estate now acknowledge that they're not going to get anywhere by repeating the same request each year, and that it's time to talk with Congress about how to come up with a new base closure process that the Hill finds more acceptable. John Conger is DOD's acting assistant secretary for energy, installations, and environment.
Those conversations have started. I think that it goes without saying that there were a sufficient number of criticisms of the last BRAC round that Congress will want to have different authorizing legislation that, should they pass another BRAC round authority.
The last BRAC round is the data point most members cite for their opposition to another one. The 2005 round cost 67% more than originally estimated, partially because a military that was growing at the time used the process to build a lot of new facilities and did relatively little to close excess ones, which even then DoD had plenty of. In the end, the 2005 round cut DoD facilities by just over 3%. While it did save some money, the costs and savings won't reach the break-even point until 2017. But DoD argues that a future BRAC would look much more like the four rounds that happened before 2005, when the government used the process as it was first intended, to close large swaths of Cold War-era bases with a single up-or-down vote. Congressman Adam Smith, the ranking member on the House Armed Services Committee, proposed legislation last year that would require any future BRAC round to focus on cutting costs, but that proposal went nowhere because it would also allow a new BRAC round. But other members have also signaled some willingness to sign on to some modified version of BRAC. Nebraska Congressman Jeff Fortenberry, a member of the House Appropriations Committee, thinks Congress can help DoD make some headway against its excess infrastructure if it reframes the debate away from base closures.
Let's change the whole name of this thing to Military Installations and Savings Commission. And that acronym is miscellaneous. In other words, it implies if there's miscellaneous or excess space out there, that is consistent with a smart decision to improve effectiveness and efficiency, that will save you money, that will substitute those monies to military readiness and therefore national security, then that becomes a much more important statement than just the negative idea of various communities competing against one another to stop their base from being closed. The second component of this is, I think we ought to think in terms of, rather than closure commission, Are there segments of excess military infrastructure that could be looked at? Whether it's housing, warehouse space, other types of office space, that could be eliminated, transitioned to higher and better community use, actually be empowering to the community that would have been negatively affected before by a complete shutdown if for some reason that particular base does not make the cut list.
Congress says DoD is enthusiastic about talking with members about ways to change the BRAC process, but in the end, the only way to get the savings the department thinks it needs is to completely close some number of bases.
If you close a building, you're essentially going to save the utility costs and the maintenance costs on that building, which are relatively small. If you close several buildings, it's still on average going to be a relatively small savings. However, when you close a base, and you move the functions at that base to another one, you therefore lose the requirement for duplicate staff, duplicate security staff, duplicate IT staff, duplicate management staff. That's where a lot of the savings comes from. And so if you can have the same warfighting capability with half as much overhead, that's what we're striving for.
To that end, the Pentagon says it used the European base closure process it just finished as a sort of practice run for the domestic base closures it hopes Congress will eventually authorize. Congress says DoD used the same analytical rigor it would apply to any future recommendations to an independent BRAC commission, and during the process, any base closures that were contemplated in Europe were immediately taken off the table if one of the military services or combatant commanders said that doing so would compromise their capabilities.
There are places where there are great business cases in reducing infrastructure, but there is an operational need for that location. But there were examples that we looked at there. We used a BRAC-like process where the individual recommendations that we looked at might have saved a lot of money, but there were very strong operational reasons not to close the particular base. And so we didn't make that recommendation in those cases. I think it's going to be important to recognize that that's going to come into play domestically as well.
McCord, the DoD comptroller, says he believes Congress will eventually consent to a process that looks very much like the BRAC rounds the government conducted in the 1990s, while also acknowledging that members will need to see some changes that prevent a repeat of the costly 2005 round. So far, though, DoD has been reluctant to propose specific changes to the BRAC process on its own because it's not quite sure which changes would help its argument.
The concern is that when you start changing it, people start looking for a secret agenda that you're trying to somehow bias the process. So there's, I think, perceived to be some virtue in coming in with the same proposal and then negotiating changes. I think the problem that we've had in part is that it hasn't really gotten, you know, up or down votes in many, many years. And so there's not been a lot of good signal back of what changes, you know, people would like to see. We had a good initial discussion with some of the staffers of the defense committees about a week or so ago about, well, what changes would you like if people think that they're concerned about the cost control or some other aspect. But failing to act on our proposal doesn't per se give us, you know, that kind of feedback. So we haven't gotten a lot of good feedback on how to tailor or alter the proposal.
The Association of Defense Communities, again, not a friend of base closures, held a conference in late 2013 to try to identify ways to help DoD cut its basing costs without doing away with bases. They came up with recommendations that could help around the margins, including by sharing municipal services like trash collection and sewer maintenance. Ford, the group's CEO, says efforts like that are extremely worthwhile and ought to be pursued, but none of the potential savings compare with allowing wholesale base closures.
So when you put all this together, there's still that question mark. Is that really going to solve DoD's problems? Or are we just spending a lot of time trying to work around making the tough decisions? And so it was part of the discussion was an exercise just to see, is there some big solution out there that we haven't realized? And I don't think we ever came up with that easy alternative to BRAC.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.